your general impression?
Incredibly our fight. You know, those are things you want to see out of your team, and we saw all that tonight. You know, we certainly you can't have those kind of miscues that we had in the first half, right? You know, the four turnovers. They're just you can't do that. You know, I mean, you can't do that when you're playing, you know, teams that maybe you have an edge on, but you know we're playing a full scholarship Big South team, and we can't turn the ball over, and our guys know that. Nobody wants to turn the ball over. You know, I give Campbell credit; they were really going after it and stripping it. And, you know, but the positive, we come back out second half, we get a stop, we go on a 93-yard drive, right? And to make it a one-score game, and then, you know, they kind of respond to go up two scores, and then we fight back and take the lead. And just, it's what a roller coaster ride, right? You know, it had to be exciting for everyone listening or watching. And unfortunately for our Wildcat fans, certainly kind of had our heart ripped away from us there at the end with the 49-yard field goal. So credit to that kid, that young man who made that field goal. And that operation group, you know, with no time on the clock, you know, you got to certainly give them a shout out. And to our guys, just really proud of their effort on the road. I think you can learn so much in these games. And I learned an incredible amount about our guys. And, you know, we're playing without Draylon Hines, you know, our All-American freshman safety and you know, Jade Pask and Cade Veland, those guys really stepped up on defense. And so we just learned a ton. And, we'll be fine. What I told them afterwards was, you know, when this happens, it can define you. How is it going to define us, right? You know, that's really up to us. You know, you got to get your heart broken. You sit on too long. And so, you know, we get a bye week. It's good. We certainly have come in here banged up. I don't know if we're leaving here any more banged up, but we certainly will be sore. You're playing the team that probably outweighed us across the board, 40 pounds on each side of the football. And looking forward to that. And then we start PFL, and that's certainly exciting. So this is kind of what I call the pre-PFL season's over. We finished at 3-1. I'm excited about that. Kind of missed the opportunity tonight to be 4-0, but that's okay. You know, it's all steam ahead, focus ahead on Morehead State.
Coach, take us through that two-point conversion. That was a great effort play as well.
It was. You know, so originally, I'm going to be honest, when we scored, we were thinking one. I knew our offense was gassed, right? And so I really thought if we got them to overtime, we'd win in overtime. I thought we were getting the push on both sides, right? You know, they'd only really scored from long pass plays, right? They couldn't move the football. So that I thought overtime gave us a – but, you know, guys, as they – the media timeouts or whatever about drove me nuts tonight.
Yeah, they did us too.
But the good thing is that media, that time, that break kind of gave us a chance to kind of catch our breath. And as I looked at our guys, and they were like, Coach, we can get this. And, man, that's what you want. You want to see that belief out of your team. And, man, I went with that belief, and we actually checked, right? We had a reverse call. I didn't necessarily like the alignment that we were running that to, and so we checked to a triple. Man, and it was there. Great block by Eli Turner. Great execution by Tyler and Pat Tabor to find the end zone. And that's what you hope. Coming out of halftime, you want to give yourself a chance to win the football game. We did that, and we'll take a lot from that. Disappointed we didn't come away with the win, though.
Coach, I think your defense played in the second half at times as well as we've ever seen it play.
Listen, we've been playing lights out all year, right? Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at this stat sheet, right? We had 500 some yards offense to 300. I mean, what a difference, right? So, you know, the scoreboard doesn't tell it, but that's why all phases of the game matter, right? You know, the penalty. You know, the penalty on the kickoff. You know, that's a 5-yard.
What did they call? I saw a delay of game, but we weren't sure exactly what he said happened.
Well, we
and I don't want to get you in trouble, Coach.
It was we shouldn't have kicked it, right? They hadn't blown the whistle in.
Okay.
Right, and we got some young guys running around, right? Kind of young. I'll call that a young, anxious mistake, yeah. But how big are those 5 yards, right? So, you know, the turnovers, there's just a lot of miscues at the end of the day that if you really start looking at that, then this score sheet makes sense, right? The difference in the yardage, the difference in the output on both teams, but what kept it even were the mistakes we made. Mm-hmm. And to their credit, right, they didn't make those mistakes.
Well, Coach, I know an outstanding effort today, even if we make a few mistakes. Where do you go from here?
Yeah, well, you know, one, I can't wait to go back home, right? You know, I mean, I think what a great atmosphere this was, but I'm excited to get back to Wildcat Country. I'm excited for PFL. You know, I'm excited to get our bodies feeling good. So, you know, we got some time. Let our kids be students, right? You know, and we let them all the time. But, you know, now they can just take a deep breath and get ready for Morehead State. Our guys are ready. They're so resilient. They showed that tonight. And I'm excited. And I think our league is – man, I think there's some good teams in our league. But we're one of them, right? There's no doubt in my mind. You know, as we enter PFL, I can say that, right? We've gone toe-to-toe with two scholarship programs this year, beat one of them. One of them had to kick a 49-yard field goal to win the game. So we've proven that we can step on the field with anyone. Now we have to clean it up and execute every play and clean up the little things. And if that happens, man, we're gonna have some good things ahead of us.
Absolutely, Coach. Congratulations on the effort. We appreciate you getting so fast up here. I know you want to get on a bus, get on.
Oh, that's right. They're showering. I appreciate that.
Okay,
thanks, Mark.
Coach.
Go Cats.
All right. Coach Scott Abel, of course, up the tough loss, and great things still to come for the Wildcats, even with that. Coach Abel's comments are presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com. So, again, that coach's interview by Barings, sponsored by Barings. If you happen to look at the Charlotte Business Journal, really nice story about the relationship between Barings and Davidson College in the Charlotte Business Journal this week. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll start to wind things down. The final score is Campbell 31, Davidson 29. This is Davidson Wildcat football from Learfield, IMG College.